5:15 p.m. The young panhandler in the dirty red sweatshirt is long gone, his place taken by yet another street corner Santa. Willie has no trouble recognizing the tubby young fellow currently dropping a dollar into Santa's pot. "Hey, Ralphie!" he cries. Ralph Williamson turns. His face lights up when he recognizes Willie, and he raises one gloved hand. It's snowing harder now. With the bright lights around him and Santa Claus beside him, Ralph looks like the central figure in a holiday greeting card, or maybe a modern-day Bob Cratchit. "Hey, Willie, how's it going?" "Like a house afire," Willie says, approaching Ralph with an easy grin on his face. He sets his case down with a grunt, feels in his pants pocket, finds a buck for Santa's pot. Probably just another crook, and his hat's a moth-eaten piece of shit, but what the hell? "What you got in there?" Ralph asks, looking down at Willie's case as he fiddles with his scarf. "Sounds like you busted open some little kid's piggy bank." "Nah, just heating coils," Willie says. "About a damn thousand of them."
"You working right up until Christmas?"
"Yeah," he says, and suddenly has a glimmer of an idea about Wheelock. Just a twinkle, here and gone, but hey, it's a start. "Yeah, right up until Christmas. No rest for the wicked, you know." Ralph's wide and pleasant face creases in a smile. "I doubt if you're very wicked." Willie smiles back. "You don't know what evil lurks in the heart of the heating and cooling man, Ralphie. I'll probably take a few days off after Christmas, though. I'm thinking that might be a really good idea. Go south? Florida, maybe?" "South?" Willie looks startled, then laughs. "No, no," he says. "Not this kid. I've got plenty to do around the house. A person's got to keep their house in order. Else it might come right down around their ears someday when the wind blows."
"I suppose." Ralph bundles the scarf higher around his ears. "See you tomorrow?"
"You bet," Willie says, and holds out his gloved hand. "Gimme five." Ralphie gives him five, then turns his hand over. His smile is shy but eager. "Gimme 10, Willie." Willie gives him 10. "How good is that, Ralphie, baby?"
The man's shy smile becomes a gleeful boy's grin. "So goddamn good I gotta do it again," he cries, and slaps Willie's hand with real authority.
Willie laughs. "You the man, Ralph. You get over."
"You the man too, Willie," Ralph replies, speaking with a prissy earnestness that's sort of funny. "Merry Christmas."
"Right back at ya."
He stands where he is for a moment, watching Ralph trudge off into the snow. Beside him, the street corner Santa rings his bell monotonously. Willie picks up his case and starts for the door of his building. Then something catches his eye and he pauses.
"Your beard's on crooked," he says to the Santa. "If you want people to believe in you, fix your fucking beard."
He goes inside.